Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. I believe we're on like the last line on Yud Tes on the base on the bottom. Last line. Okay, learn today's Daf Lazecha Nishmas, those who have fallen in the war against Hamas. I'll read the list of probably 53 names: Daniel Kedmi, Barkai Yishai Shor, Sagi Erez, Dor Derry, Nadav Raymond, Miran Cohn, Maidan Maimon Biton, Eliav Elio, Chaim Kalon, Adi Briga, Moshe Davino, Barak Degorker, Liad Lavi, Rami Kalon, Roy Pellis, Avriham Grintveig, Gal Basom, Guy Boyland, Amit Yaori, Guy Levy, Yar Ashkenazi, Paz Eliyahu, Lee Mat, Shachar Dalber, Natan Cohn, Dimitri Levitas, Evyatar Torjiman, Ohad Shemesh, Oded Ben Sira, Jordan Ben Simon, Yuval Dagan, Tal Yifrat, Bain Sian Kasson, Yuval Hyman, Adav Goldmacher, Dolov Kedar, Shachar Tez, Daniel Pomerantz, Sean Monshine, Ben Anunu, Oren Simcha Noach, Oren Shaul, Moshe Malko, Max Steinberg, Gilad Jacoby, C. Kaplan, Safir Bar-Or, Sean Carmelli, Osman Delovich, Baracha, Benai Rubel, Amos Greenberg, Adar Barsano, Eitan Barak, and Shamash should all have an Aliyah. Number four, Shlain Rafur. Naomi Lev. Naomi Leia Bas. Bas Yael Chasha. Rafur Shlain. Okay. So we were discussing... I was just nipping the lechas of the Mishnah, of the Megillah. So the Mishnah said, "Haisaksuva b'sam." If it's written with sam, u'b'sikra, u'b'kumus, u'b'kankatom, all these things, al tananiyar, al diftara, lo yatsa. So the Gemara is going to try to explain what all these things are. These things are written, these things are all Hebrew. So the Gemara has to translate to what they want me in Aramaic, because that's the vernacular of the Gemara. So sam, what's sam? So that is called sama. That's sama. How does that help us? I'm not sure, but Rashi says it's some sort of It's some sort of ink. It seems to be, the Rabbeinu Gershom says it seems to have some sort of golden color.
Orbs of ink.
What?
Orbs of ink. Paint.
What does that mean? Okay. Because Rashi says, Rashi says orpumintiv.
Okay.
All right. Sikra. What's Sikra? Amarava Barchana. That's called Sikrasa Shema. It's something that's some sort of paint that they use. Rashi says that some sort of paint. Seva Adom should soben both treasons. He used to use that to paint the shutters, the window shutters.
Okay.
Komos, what's Komos? That's Koma. It's Koma, which is Sraf Elon, some sort of some sort of sap that they would apparently dip that in water and use it to write. And those things are all possible for the Megillah. Kankatom, what's Kankatom? It's Karta, it's some sort of paint, black paint, the ush kate that's used by the shoemakers. And as she says, Sam should sob in bone man ilam shechorim. It's black shoe polish, I guess. Something like that effect. And diftera, what's diftera? Diftera is a type of paper. That's the maliach. That is some sort of cloth that is somehow salted. With salt water. The kamiach. It's salted, and then they leave it in kamach and water. The low ovitz. And it doesn't... Right, they put it all on. It's not treated with walnuts. It's treated with salt and flour, but not gallnuts. And what's niyar? It was also pasuk. That's michaka. It's some sort of. It's a piece of paper, right? Papyrus, something like that. It's that some sort of paper that's made by gluing things together. You can't do that. You need is dio and you need cloth. That's the halacha. Okay. The Mishnah then says, "Ad shetehei ksuva ashuris." It has to be written in Ashurish, which is the Hebrew lettering that we have now. Diksiv, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says, Kimu Yehudim, Yos Osim Shnei Mimeela Kiksavam Uchizmanam. Like it's writing and like in its time, that you have to write it like it's supposed to be written. How is it supposed to be written by Jews? Written by Jews is with Ksav Ashurish. Yeah, it's a different pasuk. But that's not this pasuk. That's not the pasuk they're quoting now. Kilshonam means Hebrew. But we just discussed that about languages, about Yavanis and with other things. But here we're saying that, I guess, even if you would hold that it had to be written in Yavanis, it would have to be, it can be written like a transliteration, it would have to be in Hebrew lettering. Okay. So the Mishnah says the Megillah is not kosher until it's written on the Sefer with Dio. So Minalan. How do we know that the Megillah has to be, it's not on Sefer and it's not Dio, it's Psula? So Asya, Ksiva, Ksiva. They're making a Hekesh or Xerish Shava, the word Ksiva. Interesting, you're making it heckish between Ksuvim and Nevi'im. So, Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Megillas Esther, Batichtov Esther Hamalka, that Esther Hamalka wrote. Also, do here, is that a riot that women can write in Megillah? Batichtov Esther Hamalka, and then it says, Ksiv Hasim, it says there, where's there? There is in Yirmiyahu. When Baruch ben Neriah said to the ministers of Yoyakim how they should write Megillas Eicha, so he answered them, Yirmiyahu, he said, Vayomalem Baruch Mipiv, Yikra Eli is called him Eilev, and he kosev ala sefer b'dio. I'll write it in a sefer with dio. So we learn ksiva ksiva, over there has to be on a sefer, it has to be with dio. So to Megillas Esther says the lashon of ksiva has to be on cloth and with dio, and with ink. Okay. The next Mishnah starts and deals with a very interesting halacha, which I guess until people started returning back to Eretz Yisrael, wasn't so lamaisa, but the child is, if you're a ben krach, let's make some terminology. A ben krach is somebody who's supposed to read on Tetzav Gomer. A ben ir is someone who's supposed to read on the 14th, and a ben krach is someone who's supposed to read on the 15th. So you have people traveling now back and forth. They're in yeshiva, but they end up spending the night and the day in Yerushalayim, or they're Yerushalmi, they go to family on the in Bnei Brak. What happens? When do they have to read the Megillah? When not? Until the people living in Eretz Yisrael really didn't have that much of an issue. Now, but I understand, with there are people living in Eretz Yisrael being fully populated, so you have that issue back and forth. What? Well, so should you do that? A is an issue with some of yeshivas that bring their kids to Yerushalayim. Should you do it? A, because there's a lot of sfeikos that come into play. About what happened. Yeah, well, theoretically you could do it the other way also. you can do that. Yeah. So we'll read the Mishnah, and then the Gemara can have a qualification, and that qualification it can be interpreted in multiple ways. We'll try to do the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rush to just expand on what the Gemara says. Okay. So Ben Ear we say is someone supposed to read in Yudala. That's an unwalled city guy. So we're going to say Ben Ear is Bnei Brak and Ben Krach is Yerushalayim. That's going to be my reference points. So Ben Ear, a person from Bnei Brak, Shehalach HaKrach, who goes to Yerushalayim, right? Or Ben Krach, or someone from Yerushalayim, right? Shehalach Ear, who then goes to Bnei Brak. Im Asid Lachsul Limkomo, if in the future he's going to return to his place or where he came from, Kore Kimkomo, he reads in accordance with the minog of his, or the halacha of where he came from, where from his place. Im Lav, and if he's not going to return, meaning he's going to stay, Kori Imahen. Then he reads the Megillah with the people where he went. So we'll leave it ambiguous, and we'll explain it in the Gemara. Rashi leaves it ambiguous as well. Okay, he says in Farish Megemara. That's halacha number one in the Mishnah. Halacha number two in the Mishnah is Mehechet Kori Adem Esa Megillah V'yotzvi Chodavaso. What is the minimum amount that has to be read of the Megillah in order to be Yotzvi V'chiyah? From where? Again, the Chazir, everyone agrees that he's supposed to read the whole thing. But where can you start from? So, Rabbi Meir says there is no minimum, it's kulam. You're not Yotzi unless you're reading the entire Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you'll be Yotzi even if you just started from Ish Yehudi. From Ish Yehudi or Yoshushan Rebro, that's Parak Beis, Parak Beis Pasuk Hei. For Rabbi Yossi Omer, you can start from Parak Gimel, which is Me'achar Dvar Me'ela, Gidon Melech Achashersh Es Haman. Anyway, Machlokas, Gemara's going to make a brisa with the fourth Shita, and then the Gemara's going to explain where each Shita gets its rules from. But now we go back to the halacha, the first halacha. So Amar Rava, Rava makes a qualification. Lo shanu, they didn't make this din about a ben. Question of what Rava's talking about. We'll say that pshat is that Rava is talking about a ben krach, meaning somebody from Yerushalayim who goes to the Bnei Brak and he's going to return to his place. So lo shanu ella asi lachzor b'leile arba arsa. That's about Imoni makes the rule that he has to read like the Yerushalayim guy, Yerushalmi guy, has to read like Bnei Brak. If he's a Bnei Brak, that's only if he's going to return. If he's not going to if he's going to leave before daybreak, if he's going to leave before daybreak, then he doesn't have to read on Yudalit. But if he's going to leave after daybreak, then on Yudalit, he's a Bnei Braker for that day. Let's read Rashi. So Rashi says, Lo Shanu, what's the case? Lo Shanu, did Ben Krach, so a person from a walled city, Shehalach Le'ir, who goes to an unwalled city, Va'atid Lachzor Limkomo, that he's going to return to his place. What would be if he returns to his place? That's Kor B'chamisha Asar V'lo B'asar. He should read on the 15th, not on the 14th. When do we say he can read on the 15th, not the 14th? If he's going to return to his place in Leil Abasar, which means im kodem amud hashachar yatzim in ear. If he leaves before daybreak, he leaves Bnei Brak before daybreak. Who dikatani she'enu tzarich likros yimayim b'leil yudayid dalad. That would be what that person would not have to read the night before and on yudayid on the 14th. He maintains his status as a walled city person. He maintains his status as a Yerushalmi. Afo pisho den hasham. Even if he still remains there, okay, which means. So you have to figure it out. Yeah. So Rashi seems to be talking about intent. Rashi seems to be talking about intent. That intent may be. So if you're Rashi is now talking about the case of a Yerushalmi guy in Bnei Brak, right, who intends to leave before Amud Hashachar on the 14th, does not have a chiyuv to read a night on Yudalit. Period. Wow. He leaves and then he leaves and then he leaves. Of course, what happens? He doesn't leave, but then he leaves. And actually, according to Rashi, then he doesn't have intention to stay. So then he has a chiyuv on as a Yerushalmi on Tezvav. So could be that if he doesn't leave in the end, he still only has a chiyuv on Tezvav. That would be his intent would be issued. But Lamor says nothing to do with intent; has to do with who we actually are. Right. Right. So.
Hence, what we do on we travel to Israel for Yom Tov.
You hold 2 days.
So,
yeah. No, I hear you. I think the halachas are supposed to hold 2 days. But I hear you. I don't know.
The only time that you can change around here.
You know, he seems to be maybe because the Megillah is so clear that the chiyuv is dependent upon then a crack at what city you're in.
I see, but it doesn't change.
Right, so the halacha here is not based on you as an individual. The halacha, it was built in the halacha as at where you are on that day.
Just for this.
That's what it's built in. You have to. Right, so he says, but the whole yom lo yasham ain zeh filu pros ben yomo. So if he's not going to be in the unwalled city on Yudal, if his intent is not to be in the unwalled city on Yudal, then he's not in the unwalled city. So that's what that's the case. Right, right. Lo shon el shor ati lasher below Yudal.
Go to Mar and walk out.
Doesn't have a chiyuv. He doesn't have a chiyuv. Not only that, but say the other way around. Since he doesn't have a chiyuv, he probably can't read for anybody else.
Right.
You know, he can't make the brach because he can't read. He can't be motzi anybody. He doesn't have a chiyuv that day. Aval ein asi latzeish misham b'layla. But let's say he doesn't have intent to leave that night. The hashta have parus osu yom. So then he's considered a ben yudalid. And afal pisha asi lachzul lemachar liyom. What's that zayin? I don't know what that zayin is right here. Even though he's going to leave tomorrow, nikra parus. He's considered for parus for a. He's from an unwalled city. The Korah Imai in Bain Belil Yudalad, Bain Yudalad. Then he has a chiyuv to read, and he has to read it the night of Yudalad and the day of Yudalad. So that's the Gemara talks about. The Gemara just mentions, the Rav only talks about somebody who's going to return on Yudalad. So he's talking about a walled city guy going to an unwalled city. The Gemara and Rav never mentions the opposite case. But Rashi interpolates the other case, and Rashi says as follows. Let's say you have a Bnei Brak guy going to Yerushalayim. Happens a lot with the yeshivas. I know my yeshiva. After the Suda on Yudalit, they had buses and everyone to Yerushalayim, and they basically said, okay, that's it. And a lot of bus were stuck in Yerushalayim that night. We had no intent of going back because there was no bus going back. So he said, im asi laksor bileli tezvav. Rashi says, on the opposite case, the date that determines is Tesvav. At the night of the 15th, what is your intent? Do you intend to stay in Yerushalayim until daybreak on the 15th? Or do you not intend to stay in Yerushalayim the day of the 15th? Im asi laksor b'leil Tesvav, shelo yesham b'yom Tesvav. Your intent is before daybreak on Tesvav, you're going to be back in your yeshiva outside of Yerushalayim. Lo have a mukaf yomo. You're not going to be mukaf, and therefore you don't have to read that night. You definitely don't have to read the next day. Just leave, and your intent was to leave, and that's it. You already read the day before. Or maybe you didn't read the day before. You already read the day before, and now you're you don't have to read because you're going to leave before the daybreak. The korah b'yadalid kichovos mikomo the afal pishu b'krach. Even if you are in the krach, you read on yadalid. Meaning that you have a case as follows: you can have a Bnei Brak guy in Yerushalayim on yadalid with the intent to leave tomorrow morning on Tezvav, but he's going to be in Yerushalayim on yadalid. So according to Rashi, when does he read? He reads on Yudalad in Yerushalayim.
Derek's not intent anymore?
So what?
Derek's not a case of intent.
Well, his intent was to leave. If he ends up staying, according to some, if he ends up staying, he has to read again. Or according to others, he wouldn't. But he would have to read on Yudalit, because he's just that. But where is he reading on Yudalit, according to this? Read on Yudalit in Yerushalayim, which is pretty interesting. Rashi says, the im v'hu adim leben ir shehalach lekrach im asid, right, im asid lachshor b'leil tesvav, he's going to go back on leil tesvav, shelo yeshon b'yom tesvav, he's not going to be there on tesvav, lo havi mukaf yomo, he's not considered mukaf, v'kore b'yudalid kechovas mekomo, af al pi shehu b'krach, even though he's in the walled city, aval ein asid lachshor b'leil tesvav, if his intent is to stay, ain't sorach l'krosu b'yudalid, and he doesn't have to read on yudalid, umamti mekore yomo, and af al pi shehu b'krach, lachar zman, then he waits, and he reads on tesvav, even though he's going to return later. Right, but what? But according to the Rush, the Rush has a. So according to Rashi, you can have the possibility of being chayav twice, right? You can be in, you can be in, you can be in Bnei Brak on Yudalid, and then you have to read, and then you leave, and you end up in Yerushalayim. You say, I'm going to stay, and you can read again in Yerushalayim for the next day. The Rush has a different sheet. The Rush first, the Rush explains Rashi, and then the Rush says Rashi, because Rashi seems to indicate that each place you are, either Yudalid is determinant or Tezvav is determinant. Rush says, no, Yudal is determinant no matter what. It's where you are on Yudal that makes the determination. What your intent was on Yudal. The Rush says in Simon Gimel, he says, V'yeshli yashiv divi rabba kula mas nisim kamoshamolib ben krach liyosk ben ir kisha amal el albasar. Just like it for a walled city, for Yushalmi guy, if he's in Bnei Brak, the determinant factor is where he is on Yudal. So too for a ben ear, it's where the ben ear, if he's where he's on Yudalit. So let's say you have a ben ear who is in Yerushalayim on Yudalit, right? A ben ear is in Yerushalayim on Yudalit. According to Rashi, as long as he's returning on Tezvav, he reads on returning before Tezvav, he reads on Yudalit. But according to the Rush, right? Where you are on Yudalid. So if a guy from Bnei Brak is in Yerushalayim on Yudalid, he turns out and he's no longer chayv on Yudalid, he's chayv on Tezvav. Yudalid, the day of Yudalid is determinant. Rashi says the day of Yudalid is determinant if you're a walled guy going to an unwalled city, and the day of Tezvav is determinant if you're an unwalled person in a walled city. But no, it's not.
From the beginning, you said that if
you come
from Bnei Brak to
Yerushalayim. Right.
So you
come to Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim.
So if you're
in Yerushalayim
on the 14th, you don't have to go back.
If you're going to be in Yerushalayim, and you're going to... Right, but according to the Rush, if you're in Yerushalayim, the determining factor is where you're going to be the morning of the 14th. According to the Rush, the determining factor is where you're going to be the morning of the 15th. Shulchan Aruch, basically, took a little time. The Shnorch basically passes like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tav Reish. Where is it? Simon Tav Reish Sadi. No. Shulchan Aruch says, Shimon Tufresh, maybe Tufresh Pei Hei. Tufresh Pei Fes Siv Hei. Ben Ir Shehalach Krach. Right, you have a guy from an unwalled city that goes to a walled city. Or Ben Krach Shehalach Ir. Or Ben Krach that goes to a walled city that goes to a city. Im Ayadaito Litzor Mekomo, if his das is to return. Bisman Kriya, Bin Ischaya Velochazer, Korukim Mekomo. At the time of the Kriya, meaning his turning factor is each place on its day. Right, just to let you point out, then he has to read them Komo Vim Lo, Hayyab Night Luxor Ella after his mom, Kriya, Korok, Ansham Kom Sham. That's how he's supposed to do it. He passes like Rashi, the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha has an interesting lush. The Ber Halacha says, Sivze Rabu Po Urosav Ma'od. A lot going on here. Ayyim Prima Godum Mishari Achronim. You should look at the Prima Godum who explains all the Shitas. The Ataki Mishnah Bura Rak Shitas Rashi, and the Mishnah Bura only explained according to Shitas Rashi, Shishkimo Lava Harbe Rishonim, because that's what most Rishonim hold like. The Gam Zeh, the Kitzer Nimrats. That was only in the Kitzer. We call Makom Lemaisa, but Lemaisa Anim Vakesh. I plead with you, Me'akore from the reader here, Shelo Yismok Alai Le'inyan Bracha. Don't read my Mishnah Berurah to determine whether you can make a bracha. Ba'ayim b'pri megadam, ba'ayim b'shi the geborim, ubir ha'gra, and the Rishami, which is basically the caveat of the Be'er Halacha, is to be very careful about what you're doing. Just want to, Rabbi Brodsky in the Hilchot Modim say, he says, what's the machlokes in Rashi and the Rush? So he said, why does Rashi say that in each place it's either Yodala is determined or Tezvav is determined, and the Rush says that it's only Yodala? So he says it could be as to how they view Purim and Shushan Purim. Do you view it as one holiday or two separate days? According to Rashi, you view Purim is Yudalid, Shushan Purim is Tezvav, they're two separate holidays. So therefore, if you are a unwalled city person who goes to a walled city, so the determinant has to be on Tezvav, because it can't be Yudalid, because in that moment there is no chiv on anybody. According to the Rush, it's all one holiday. So, and the Iker day is Yudalid. Just happens to be some people read on Tezvav, but the Iker day of Purim is Yudalid. So Yudalid is the determining factor for everybody. Okay, spent a lot of time on that. We can spend even more time, but now we'll continue. It's where you're going to be at that time. No, it was what Mati pointed out. It's where you're going to be at. Where you're going to be at the time. I remember when I was in yeshiva, so we had after the Purim Suda, so they took everyone on the bus, they took all these drunk kids, brought them to Yerushalayim, right? Dropped them off at the yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and basically it was like, what are we going to do? So there was no way going back, so the guy's like, oh, well, we'll sleep here. So once we're sleeping here, so then we had to find the Megillah reading. It was late, we had to go find the Megillah reading, and then the next morning we slept over, we had to find Megillah, do Megillah again, and I don't know, so that's what ended up happening, but there was...
And if you don't hear it...
Yeah, you battle that mitzvah say the rabban. You didn't do it. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. You didn't wear tzitzis. What happens? You didn't. You had a four-cornered garment that you didn't put on tzitzis, and you wear it. You went battle yaseh.
You
went battle. Correct, but you had another chiyuv upon you now. Okay, that's Rava's statement. So Amar Rava mina aminala. So how do I know this? How do I know that you can have these flip? You can be one and be the other. How do you know that? So he says the ksiv, because the pasuk says the end of the set of Megillas Esther, Al Kain HaYehudim HaPrazim, the Yehudim of the Prazim, meaning the unwalled Jews, HaYoshiv Arya Prazos, who are sitting in the unwalled cities. So there's another one of the Megillah redundancies. So what Gemara is going to use that at Tamdarshan. Michti ksiv HaYehudim HaPrazim, it already says those who are Prazim, which is the term that's a noun for them, those are people, the Jews who live in unwalled cities. Lamali the Mithav HaYoshiv Arya Prazos. So I have to say that they live in the Arya Prazos. Hakamash Malon, the Paros Ben Yom or Nikla Paros, comes to teach us there's a possibility that you can be called a Paros even if you're only there for one day. Comes to teach us that even a Paros Ben Yomo, Nikla Paros, like you just mentioned before, not where you live, but where you are at that moment in time, can determine what you are. So Ashkan Paros. So now I know the case of a Ben Krach who goes to a Paros. How about you know about a Ben Paros who goes to a Krach, who goes to a walled city? So he says, Minolon, Yosvaru. If it goes one way, it goes the other way. He says, the Paros Ben Yomo Kari Paros. Umukaf ben Yomo Kari Mukaf, and someone who's Mukaf can be called, who lives in an unwalled, who goes into a wall, he can be called a wall guy for one day as well. I'm not sure if the logic is completely the same, because if you hold that the Yudalid is the Iker, so maybe we're saying that somebody who's from a walled city can be called a Yudalid guy. But who's to say that just because you were Yudalid went to a walled, maybe the Iker is determined on Yudalid, like the Rush says. Okay, so the Gemara obviously disagrees and says it's a Svara to go both ways. The Amar Rabba. Rabbi says, we have another individual, another type of guy, right? We mentioned the wall to the guy, the unwall to the guy. What about the village guy? What's the story with the village guy? But Amar Rabba, Rabbi says, Ben Kvar, we're talking about Ben Kvar, Shehalach Li'ir, so Ben Kvar, who already heard Megillah, he's learned Aleph, Yubayz, or Yugimel, right? He already heard it, for whatever reason he was there. But what happens if he ends up coming into the city on Yudalit? So Ben Kvar, Shehalach Li'ir, Benkach u'Benkach, whether or not he's going to leave the city tonight or not, if he is in the city at any time in Yudalid, he has to read it in Yudalid. He becomes a Ben Ir. Ben Kaku, Ben Kak, Kore Imoyan. He has to read with the city guys. Why? He already heard it. So the difference is over here is that he only already heard it. It was just the Chachamim gave him a prize, so to speak. They said, okay, you can read it there. But his Chiyuv is still on Yudalid. They just said, you were able to be Yotze on that day. So he says, my time, huh? Hai kivnei ir boi lemikre, right? Right, ha, kivnei ir boi lemikre. Really, you should read. He's an unwalled city guy. He's living in the village. He's an unwalled city guy. His skin is really on your dalit. But Rabban who da kilu akvarim kadeshi she yaspiku mayim mazn lachem shebekrachim. So Rabban gave him a kula, you know, because he should bring food and water for his brothers in the city. So therefore, they gave him a kula that you can read earlier. But if you happen to be there, but hani mili ki isi biduchte. That's only if he's in his kvar on your dalit. But if he's in the city, then he no longer has the crystallization. Because now he has his obligation to read on Yadalit. It's not because when he came to a bald person, he has an obligation on Tezvav. This guy in the village doesn't have an obligation on Yadalit, Yubayshin, and Gimel. He has a dispensation for Yadalit, Yubayshin, and Gimel. And if he's in the city on Yadalit, then he doesn't have the dispensation anymore, and therefore he couldn't have to read on Yadalit.
Wait, it doesn't make sense. The only reason he has a dispensation is because it's known that in the Yadalit he's going to be in the big city.
It's known in Yadalit that
in the Yadalit he's not going to be in his farm. He's going to be in the big city.
No, in Yadalit he's going to be in his village. No. He's going to be back home.
So why didn't he do Yadalit back home then?
Because they don't have the minion there. You don't have the minion there. You don't have anyone to read. So they all got together. They read in the village. And they read in the city. Right. So Esve Avaye. So Avaye says. Rabbi says Ben Krak Shahalach Leir. The bracelet says as follows: you have a walled city guy Shahalach Leir who goes to an unwalled city on the night of Yadalit. It says Ben Kachu Ben Kachorim Komo. He reads. You said he reads like his place. He reads like on Tezvav. So Gemara says, wait a second, can't be Ben Krak Sakadaitach. It can't be because the mission already established. The im asi laksor talya milsa. The whole thing determined whether or not he's going to return or not. He can't be moved by the rule. So this mission, this brisa is incorrect. So therefore, elala ben kvar. It must mean that ben kvar. So then he reads as follows: ben kvar shalach leir should read humkomo. He should always read an alpi beis yigimel. So Rava says, wait a second. What's the brisa of mishumeshes? It's already messed up. You're changing the lashon. I'll change the other lashon also. He says, instead of saying kol kimkomo, change it to kori mahin. Once you're changing ben krach to ben kvar, I'll change kol kimkomo le kori mahin. Basically, it's the price of Mishu Beshes, and I'm not going to use that as a raya one way or another. Okay, that's the first halacha of the day. Next, mehekon koris and Megillah. From where do you read the Megillah? We have the three-way machlokas. Rav Meir says kulo. Rav Yehuda says you have to read at least from Ish Yehudi. Rav Yosi says from Achad Rameela. Tanya Bryce brings a third shita. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Mivalailahu. From Perek Vav you can start. Mivalailahu Nazosh Nasamela. And Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says kula mikra echad darshu. They all learn it out from one pasuk. Pasuk says Perek Tes Pasuk Chavtes. It says Vatichtov Esther Amalka Batsav Yichayo Umordechai Yehudi as kol hatoke. And all the tokef. Tokef is the main thrust. The kaim as he gares a purma zos. So tokef means the ikar. So what's the ikar? So the machlokes is, what is the ikar of the Megillah? So man de amr kula, one who says kula tokef, the ikar is tokfo shel Achashverus. You have to learn all about Achashverus. The Megillah tells us about the power of Achashverus. And that starts by he may Achashverus, who Achashverus, hamolech mehodu bakush. You go read the whole thing. You have to start from there. That's where the essence of the Megillah begins. Humanda Amar Meish Yehudi, who says if you start the Eved, if you read just from Meish Yehudi, that's enough. Tokof Shem Mordechai. We have to read about the power and the Iker of Mordechai. Where does Mordechai come onto the scene? That's when he comes onto the scene in Perek Beis Pasuk Hey. Manda Amar Me'achar Dvar Me'ela Gidol Melech Hashverosh as Haman. So he says Tokof Shem Haman. You have to learn about the power of Haman. That's the Iker part of the story. Is the rise and fall of Haman. And Manda Amar and the Brisam Belailahu. It's Tokof Shem Neis. We have to talk about the Tokif of the Nase. When does the Nase start revealing itself? When Achashverosh starts reading the Megillah from the Sefer Zechronos to see what happened to Mordechai, that's when the Nase begins. So that's the Tokif. Rav Huna Amar Mehacha. Rav Huna says the drasha that they are b'cholik on is from the following pasuk. They all learn. They all have the four shitos. They learn it out from the following pasuk. The pasuk is in Perek Tes, but this is in pasuk Chaf Vav. It's that pasuk four pasuk. Alkein karli nimei el purim al shem el purim alkein al kol divrei yigeres hazos uma ra'u akacha uma hagi aleihem. It's called the yigeres. It's called the Megillah on what they saw and what happened about it. So what did they see and what happened about it? So that's what the four way machlokas is. Manda amar kula says ma ra'a. Where's ma ra'u? It's ma ra'a Achashverosh. What caused Achashverosh shenishtamish became the base of Megdash? What caused Achashverosh to use the king of the base of Megdash? Al kacha mishum dechishiv shivim shnin. Basically, we made a review of everything that we did in the first parak. He saw that in his calculations, the 70 years had passed. Below iparuk, and they weren't redeemed. So my gilayim, and then so, and what happened after that? The katal Vashti. He killed Vashti, and they had the whole snowball effect from there. Man da amar ish Yehudi ma ra'a. What did they see? They saw ma ra'a Mordechai di ikane behaman. He had Mordechai who bothered Haman. but he caused Haman jealousy because he wouldn't bow down. He wouldn't bow down to him. And al kacha de shavei nafshe avodah zarah. Why did he not bow down? Because Haman made himself an avodah zarah. Machlokes, the Haman said that he was an avodah zarah, or he tied some sort of avodah zarah around his neck. So that according to that, there's an issue. If you meet somebody, some sort of galach who has something around his neck or something on his clothing, can you bow? Can you tip your hat? Do things like, you know, the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch about that. And what happened about them? The Charish Nisa, that the Nes happened, right? That the Nes happened, therefore we start by Mordechai. So, what did Haman see that he got angry at and wanted to destroy on all the Jews? On what? Because Mordechai didn't bow down. That's where the whole story started. And what was the outcome? He and his sons were hung on a tree. It's Mara Achashverosh will have you safe as a Kronos. What caused Achashverosh to bring the safe as a Kronos? Akacha on this, which was the Zamte Esther Haman Bahadeh. That Esther invited Haman to come to the meal, and we saw in the first parak that Achashverosh was worried. Maybe they come. They were going to rebel against me, and no one told me. Why would no one tell me? Maybe I didn't reward somebody, and they're plotting against me. So he reads the Sefer HaZichronos, and my Yilayim, and what happens afterwards, Sheit Charish Nes, that the Nes took place. So the four-way Machlokas is just depending upon where they view the Ikar part of the story. That's basically it.
According to this, the part of the story where the Megillah introduces Hashver to the Megillah, introduces Vashti and what happened to her, and the introduces Esther and Mordechai. All that is, according to this,
the Rise of
you don't have to read that.
So that's it, because...
How do we get to this?
It doesn't matter. That's exactly the point. That's all background, but the Ikar is the Nes, and what happened, and that's the story. So Amar Rav Chalbo, 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 Kula. You have to read the whole thing. Right? But feel the mind of Amar me Ishihudin, even according to anybody who reads, he says Ishihudin, I think it's the same thing with the other three Shitos, Srikashatihek Suva Kula. You can't have a Megillah that only starts there. It has to be a complete Megillah, but they would say that with a complete Megillah, you can start it, with the end, if you start at these other points, you would be Yotze. But we pass that you have to read the whole thing. The Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Chama, Barguria, Amar Rav, Megillah Nikra Sefer, Benikra Zigeris. Sometimes Megillah is called a Sefer, so it has a lachas of a Sefer Torah, and sometimes it's called a Nigeris. Sometimes it's called like a Megillah. So what's the story? Which one is it? Well, it's both. It's a hybrid. So Nikra Sefer, it's called a Sefer, She'im Tafra Bechute Pishtan. If you tie it together with these, what is it, wax? Linen threads, as opposed to using what you're supposed to use is Gidei Behema, right, like a Sefer Torah. If you try linen flax, Psula, it's considered a puzzle, because it has to be tied like a Sefer Torah. The Nikra Igeres, it's called Igeres Shim Hitil Barsalo Shechute Gidin Kshera. That if you only did three, right, sometimes you have just three stitches, Sefer Torah has to be stitched from a little bit from the top, leave a little bit on top, leave a little bit on the bottom, and then you stitch the whole way down. The Megillah, as long as it has three equidistant stitches, that would be fine, because it's Nigeres, it's not a Sefer, right? And Amar of Nachwan, Ubavad Shim Mishulashim. He says, Shita Rashi, as long as Mishulashim, which means they're equidistant from each other, Tosos proves that Rashi, that Mishulashim is equidistant for Ari Miklat, and you had the three Ari Miklat, the Gemara says, equidistant from each other. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Hakorib Megillah, Haksuva Ben Haksuvim. Let's say you have a scroll that has a whole bunch of Sifrei Tanakh in there, including Megillah's Esther. So you're reading the Megillah's Esther from this big scroll. Okay? It's just, we have four Megillah separate, maybe you had a whole scroll of Tanakh, and you're reading the Megillah's Esther from that scroll. So he says, Lo Yotzer. You're not Yotzer, because it looks like, Rashi says, Dibainan Igeris La'atzma. You need to be in a Geretz by itself. The Mifarsim Nisa Tvei, because that is more piercing than ace. The Chikore Ben Haksuvim Nirek Hikore B'mikra. If you're reading just from this massive scroll, it just looks like you're reading Stam Tanakh. It doesn't look like you're actually necessarily reading from a Megillah. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Amaron Ella de Lo Mixra in Mitiati Porta. It's only if all the Megillah looks exactly the same. But let's say you have a scroll, and the Megillah portion is is set off differently. It's either a little longer, it's a little shorter, it's set off, you can tell that it's a Megillah, then that would be okay. Aval Mixra in Mitiati Porta Leslan Ba, because if it's set off as being distinct, then we have no problem with it. Levi Bar Shmuel have a kare kane de Rav Yehuda. Levi was reading in front of Rav Yehuda the Megillah Haksuvim with a Megillah that was just part of a larger scroll. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yehuda says to him, Hare Amru, then Rechachamim say, according to Ksuv, Vekshuv, Lo Yatzah. You can't do that. It doesn't work. Unless it's set off. And I guess in this case it wasn't set off differently. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakor Megillah Ksuvim and the Ksuvim Lo Yatzah. If you read from the Megillah that is part of a larger scroll, you're not Yotze. But then Mochle Mochle, he smacked his head and remembered something, right? Mochle Mochle, that's B'tzibur Shanu. That's only B'tzibur. But if you're reading it by yourself, that's fine. B'tzibur, I guess there's more issue with Pesumei Nisa, but by Yachin, it's fine. Sasemes has a different time. What's the difference? Why would you have a different halacha with B'tzibur, a different halacha? Okay. So Amar, and now another statement of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shiur hatefer halacha mokum sinai. The fact that when you have the stitching in the Sefer Torah, you're supposed to leave over a little bit of the top and leave over the bottom, not tied. I believe that's correct. A little bit over top. That is halacha mokum sinai. And then, no, then machle yamokhle. And remember, no, that's not halacha mokum sinai. It's a din de rabbanon. Lo amr ela kedei shelo yikara. They only said that to leave over some give so it doesn't rip. If we have that give on the top, give on the bottom, so it doesn't rip. Okay. Lo amr, another statement of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ilmale. Had it not been Nishtayer ba Me'ara Sha'amad ba Moshe, had there not been the Eliyahu Kimelo Nekev Machis Siddik Lo Hayu Cholim like Omo Bipnei Ora. So this is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu who wanted to see the Kavod Hashem, and he hid in a cave in Har Chorev, and I guess Hashem passed over him and told him the Yudgim Omidos, right? By Yah Bavor Kavodi the Samtich Benikras Atzur Vesachoti Kapi Alecha Aravri, and so too Eliyahu, he was in the scene in Har Chorev, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over him. Had there been even just a little bit of a hole, that and then they wouldn't have been able to stay there because the light would have been too strong, right? Kamalo nek and machasidak lo yichulim lo mabnei orash and amar. The pasuk says kivo yironi adam l'chay. No one can see me and survive. So I guess it was completely dark when it happened. Had there been any crack in the cave, they would not have been able to survive. And last statement of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Biyochlan my diksev. Pasuk says in Devarim. Next week's parasha. So, Vayitin Hashem Eilai Yashnei Luchos Havanim. Maybe the week after. Kaksuvim Be'etzba Lokim Baleim B'Kachol HaDvarim HaShadibar Hashem Yilachem Bahar. What is Melamei Chagheru Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe Diktukei Torah. Hashem talk Moshe all the diktukim of the Torah. All the drashos, the reiboy, the miut, the diktuku sofrim, and all the dinim that the Rabbanan are going to establish. Umasha Sof Matinus Chadeshu Maininhu. What is that? Mikra Megillah. Taught him also that kind of Mikra Megillah. The Maharsh Chai says doesn't necessarily mean that he taught him all the halachas. He taught him all the Yugi Vidos and the way that they go about doing the drashos. The literal translation is that he taught him all the Torah from beginning to end. So then go again. You have that Gemara where Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in the base of Rabbi Kiva and has no idea what Rabbi Kiva is talking about. Well, if Hashem taught him all everything, has he not know what's going on? So that's what the Maharsh Chai says. Maharsh Chai says that he didn't teach him actually, but he taught him the tools that are going to be used in order to learn. Okay, next Mishnah. Hakol k'sherim likros es ha-Megillah. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah, except for cheresh. So here, cheresh usually means deaf and mute. Here it just means somebody who's deaf. Shota, someone's crazy. B'katan, and a katan can't be motzi. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be machshir with a katan. What type of katan we'll see? See what's left out here. Who's left out? Yerisha is left out. So maybe that has to do with the Bahag and with that whole machlokes that we saw before. Whether or not women are permitted to read Lane the Megillah, and if they are, is that only for other women, or is that maybe even for men to be able to? Okay.
You're saying everybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So the Gemara says, Man Tana. Who is the Tana who holds that Cheresh the Eved Namilo, that a Cheresh, even by the Eved, someone who's deaf, even by the Eved, cannot be Motzi other people? Amar Rav Masna, Rav Masna says, Rav Yosihi, this is the Shita of Rav Yosi, the Tanan, because we have a similar Shita in Maseches Brachos, HaKores HaShema, someone's reading Kriya Shema, Blo Hishmi LaOzno, and then say it loud enough that he can hear, Yotza, he would be Yotze. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer Lo Yotza. Yosi, not Yotza, because it says Shema Yisrael. You have to hear. So he says Lo Yotza is mashma that even b'dieven. So according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not Yotze. You have to. It has to be audible. You have to be able to hear it. So if you are a deaf person and you cannot hear it, you cannot be motzi. According to Rabbi Yosi, a deaf person is never chayiv in Kriya Shema. I guess that's how it works. That's the sugya and brachos. Umimai, and how do we know that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, and it's even b'di'eved, you can't, the Cheresh can't read the Megillah. Dilma, maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But how the Eved Shapir Nami? Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Chayrish can't read, but it's only the Chachila. But Bidi Eved, if he did read it, you would be Yotze. So Gemara says, Lo Sokadaita. You can't think that our Mishnah is talking about that the Shota, even Bidi Eved, it's talking about Shota, and it's only talking about the Chachila. But Bidi Eved, he would be Yotze, because look at the rest of the Mishnah. The Katani Chayrish Jumi the Shota Vekatan. The Chayrish is mentioned in the same list as the Shota Vekatan, and Man Shota Vekatan, the Eved Nami Lo. No one holds that the Shota and Katan can read Bidi Eved, we Motzi you Bidi Eved. So Av Chayrish, the Eved Nami Lo. So to the Chayrish also Bidi Eved cannot be Motzi you. He has to be consistent in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, who says he has to be consistent? The Dilma Hakadi Isa Blakadi Isa. Maybe this one has its own halachas, this one has its own halachas. The Chayrish is, the Mishnah is talking about Lechatchila, none of these should read. But Bidi Eved, the Chayrish read it's okay. The other two of the Chayrish, Bidi Eved, it would still be no good. Right? Hakadi Isa Blakadi Isa. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Look at the essay from the Mishnah. I mean, the Ketanya, Rabbi Huda Machshir Bekatan. Then it says, Rabbi Huda's Machshir Bekatan. So that's Michlal, the Reisha, Lav Rabbi Huda. It's Michlal, the Reisha, not. Well, what's Rabbi Huda arguing on? He says, no, Katan's good. That Masha, the Tanakama holds Katan is not good. Tanakama would be Rabbi Yossi, and the Sefer would be Rabbi Yehuda. And Gerson takes out the next couple of words. The Dilma, so we'll stop, we'll go to. How does it work? Go to Dilma Kul Rabbi Yehuda, he. And then say, Utrei Kavne Katan Katanila. That's how the Gerson has it. He says, "V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda." Maybe the entire Mishnah goes according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, right? Utrei gavne katan katanim. And he's talking about two different types of katanim, two different types of katanim. So v'chisui mechsera, and the Mishnah is missing words. V'hachi katani, and this is what the Mishnah says. This is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Hakol k'sheim likros esamagila chutz michem shot v'katan. Chayv shot v'katan cannot read the Megillah. V'medvar mamurin. The Mishnah should say, "Why do we say these words?" V'katan shlo gila chinuch. That's if a katan who hasn't reached the stage of chinuch. He's not 9 or 10 years old yet. And of a katan shegila chinuch, but a katan who reaches the age of chinuch, who is his chayim chinuch vidurabanan, and megillah is a durabanan. So therefore, he afil lechachila, he can read, he's kashal to read the megillah even lechachila. She Rabbi Yehuda machshir katan, because Rabbi Yehuda is machshir the katan gets comes to chinuch. So therefore, the whole thing is going according to she's Rabbi Yehuda. The ratio would be that a katan cannot read, but I guess the yevet would be yotzei. The sefer is talking about a different katan who even lechachila can read the megillah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Bumayu kimta. So what did you say? Ki Rabbi Yehuda v'di Eved. You're saying that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and v'di Eved, the beginning of v'di Eved being that you're Yotze. That v'di Eved you're Yotze, but not l'chatchila. So meaning l'chatchila katan may not read. So el hada tani, with the following brisa that says, the Gersha said here, says, Rabbi Yehuda v'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi. Chayrish ha-medaber v'in ha-shumeya. So you have somebody who's deaf, right? He can speak, but he can't hear. Torem l'chatchila. L'chatchila. He can taste trumas and maisos, even though he does not hear the bracha of l'hafri truma from his mate. He doesn't hear it, which I guess is a prerequisite. So money. So that means l'chatchila you can do that. So who is that like? E Rabbi Yehuda. If you go and call it Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Who do we just say Rabbi Yehuda's shita is? It only be the evidence good. So E Rabbi Yehuda the evidence in l'chatchila low. The E Rabbi Yossi be the evidence nami low. Rabbi Yossi says even be the evidence no good. So who does this price to go like? This price says that the Chayrish can do it l'chatchila. According to what we're saying now, there's no one who says he can do it l'chatchila. Rabbi Yehuda says the katan is only good for the Eved, and Rabbi Yossi says the katan is no good at all. So Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, v'afil l'chatchila. So you're going to say, what? It's Rabbi Yehuda who says even l'chatchila, a Chayrish can read it. How can that be? El Hadatanya of another price. The price says as follows. Lo yivarach adam birchas amazam libo. You shouldn't bench only to yourself, b'lachash, v'im berich yotza. But if you didn't mean you should say the words out loud, but if you said it quietly, you're Yotze. So money, who's that? Lo Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi. That can't be like Rabbi Yehuda because you're just saying now that we're saying Rabbi Yehuda. But clearly, you don't have to hear anything. So if it's not Rabbi Yehuda, but Lo Rabbi Yossi, who says you always have to hear it. So therefore, because E Rabbi Yehuda, I feel the chachilah, but E Rabbi Yossi, if you have a nami lo. So what's going on? So basically, we have these two brises. You have two possibilities. We have three shitas within two people. Shita Rabbi Yossi, you always have to hear it. Rabbi Yehuda, we're not sure. Does Rabbi Yehuda say that even if clearly you don't have to hear it, only Bidi Eved you don't have to hear it? Then we have one price that says that if clearly you don't have to hear, and one price says that Bidi Eved you don't have to hear. So you have this confluence of shitas and prices. How is it working out? So the Gemara says, "La'olam Rabbi Yehuda." We're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you didn't hear it, your yotze that's a feel of chachila. Below Kasha. Ah, but what about, he said that l'chachli you don't have to hear it. What about the b'raisa about Birkas Amazon that seems to indicate that it's only for the Eved if you didn't hear it, you don't say. So he says, Lokasha, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbe. His shita is that l'chachli you don't have to hear it. but even with Chakila, but a Shita that only works with the Eben, that's only his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Elazar ben Azariah. This Sanya, the following Raisa. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishum of Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shua, quoting the Shita of Elazar ben Azariah, says, Hakor es HaShema, someone who reads the Shema, Sarach Sheyashmila Ozno. He should hear it. Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena Shem Echad, that you have to hear it. Hashmela Oznecha Mashatam Otsim Picha. You should hear it. But Chakila, but B'diavad, if you didn't hear it, it's okay. But Rabbi Yehuda himself says, even with Chakila, it's no problem if you didn't hear it. And Rabbi Meir says, Asher Nochu Tzachim Alevecha, Achar Kavan Zalev Behengen Mitzvarim. Rabbi Meir says, you don't have to hear it at all. Even with Chakila, you don't have to hear it at all. You don't have to hear it at all. So Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Now we just have Rabbi Meir, who says that Chakila, you don't have to hear it. So we have to go into this whole thing to Rabbi Yehuda, just say the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who says that with Chakila, you don't have to, that even with Chakila, you don't have to hear. Gemara says, Hashta, the Asis Lachi, Afilo Tamer Rabbi Yehuda Karabi Sfirulei. Say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe. Mean Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chachil you should hear it, but for the Eben you don't have to hear it. And who says that the Chachil you don't have to hear? Who's that price that says that the Chayrish can be Torim the Truma? Baha, the Tani Yehuda Braids of Shimon Pazi, and that wait, that's that price of, yeah, the price that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi said, but the Chayrish being Torim the Chachil without hearing, who's that? Excuse me, that's Rabbi Meir. That's the Shita of Meir. So according to this, Rabbi Yossi says you always have to hear. Rabbi Yehuda and his Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you should hear, but if you don't hear, you don't say. And so Rabbi Meir says you don't have to hear because the Darvish should believe is fine. Okay? We'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. Yeah.